Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As the number one selling walk-in tub in North America, SafeStep walk-in tubs are built to maximize your safety and comfort. Each tub comes standard with a dual hydrotherapy system, so you can enjoy the luxuries of bathing comfortably at home. Soothing jets increase mobility and ease pain, while the rainfall shower head refreshes you from head to toe. Visit SafeStepTub.com today to request your free quote and ask about our special offers.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
Welcome to this deep dive. And, you know, this one goes out to all of you who spend your teenage years glued to the computer screen. Tonight, we're going back to the days of dial-up, those busy signals, and that iconic little voice saying, "You've got mail." AOL chat rooms. We're diving deep into how they actually shaped online communication as we know it today. Think back to the 1980s. No smartphones, no Wi-Fi.
Right, and you want to go online. Basically, super early local forums. Think digital town squares, but limited to a very, very small area.
So you could leave a message, download a file maybe. But it was all text-based, snail-like speed, and forget about real-time chatting.
Exactly. A far cry from what we're used to now.
And that's where AOL stepped in. They started as Quantum Computer Services, mostly focused on gaming. You know, remember Quantum Link on their Commodore 64? But one of the founders, Steve Case, had a vision for something much bigger.
He wanted to make going online simple, user-friendly, open it up for everyone, not just the tech-savvy folks.
And he knew a key part of that was building community, a space where folks could connect and interact comfortably.
And that's the spark that ignited AOL chat rooms.
Suddenly, late 80s, early 90s, you could log in and find rooms dedicated to everything. Genealogy, strategy games, you name it. People were connecting in real time and forging real relationships. I mean, the Time article talks about people finding friends, joining support groups, even falling in love through these early chat rooms.
Revolutionary, really. You could be in your room alone, but at the same time, part of this lively, diverse community. One article even described it as stepping into a digital frontier town.
That feeling of potential, anything's possible, right?
Exactly. And it went beyond just the chats themselves. These rooms actually shaped online culture in a huge way.
Think about internet slang, LOL, BRB, all that, straight from those AOL chat rooms into our everyday language. And even Hollywood took notice. Remember, "You've got mail," a total love letter to the AOL romance phenomenon.
And it's crucial to remember, AOL was a curated experience. They had control over the content, the rooms, even community guidelines. So it created this sense of safety and predictability, especially appealing to new internet users.
A walled garden kind of thing. Then comes AIM, AOL Instant Messenger. Can you believe it started as this underground project, a Skunk Works team, working in secret because some execs thought instant messaging was a total waste of time?
I know, and they even lost a bunch of HP servers trying to get it up and running without permission. Talk about dedication. But they were onto something. AIM just exploded, and even Wall Street had to scramble to adapt to this whole instant messaging thing. They even formed the Instant Messaging Standards Board to try and catch up.
That's amazing. So we've got these chat rooms and now instant messaging. It's really changing how people interact online.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just about convenience. AIM allowed for this amazing level of personalization and self-expression that was pretty groundbreaking at the time. Remember those away messages?
Oh, away messages.
They became a way for people, especially teenagers, to express their mood, interests, their whole identity for everyone to see. It's like a mini window into your soul, all crammed into those few lines of text.
It really was. Witty, angsty, philosophical. You could be anything you wanted in that little away message box. And speaking of identity, the Smithsonian article talked about this indie game, Secret Little Haven, all about a teenager using AIM to explore their identity and find a community.
It really highlights just how vital those online spaces were for self-discovery.
Especially for LGBTQ plus youth. Maybe they didn't feel safe expressing themselves offline, but AIM offered a space to do just that.
Exactly. Connect with like-minded people, find support, figure out who you are, all away from the watchful eyes of parents and the social pressures of school.
Freedom, right?
That's it. Their first taste of real online freedom. But AOL's reign wasn't going to last forever, was it?
No. The internet was evolving rapidly.
Yeah.
DSL and cable modem showed up. Suddenly dial-up was like something out of the Stone Age.
Right. And then came the real earthquake. Social media, Friendster, MySpace, all these new platforms popping up, offering different ways to connect and share.
So did chat rooms just vanish?
Well, the interesting thing is, as the Time article points out, they didn't really disappear. More like they evolved, you know?
In what way?
Joe Schober, AOL's longest-serving employee, he makes a good point. Things like Facebook threads, they're basically chat rooms, just dressed up differently.
Interesting.
That core need to have these real-time group conversations, to share ideas and experiences instantly, that never went away.
Yeah, I get that. And if you think about it, so many features from AOL were like prototypes for today's social media. The buddy list, for example. See who's online, message them right away. That's basically Facebook's friend network, right?
Totally. AOL was ahead of the curve in understanding how people wanted to connect online.
Yeah, and they made it so intuitive and user-friendly. Anyone could pick it up and use it, didn't matter how tech-savvy you were.
Absolutely. That focus on simplicity and ease of use was a huge reason for their success. It makes you wonder, though, right?
What's that?
If AOL chat rooms suddenly reappeared today, would they take off? Could they recreate that same sense of community and intimacy in the online world we have now?
Tricky question. I mean, on the one hand, we're arguably more connected than ever. Mm. Social media, instant messaging, video calls, so many ways to communicate.
But there's also this growing feeling of loneliness and isolation. Like, we have all these connections, but are we really connecting on a deeper level?
It's true, and that's a really interesting point. It's like we're constantly bombarded with information and these surface-level interactions, but that feeling of truly belonging, finding your tribe, sharing meaningful experiences, that seems much harder to find.
And that's where those AOL chat rooms might actually have an edge. The text-based interaction, that slower pace, it allowed for more thoughtful conversations. And you can't forget the anonymity.
Right, the anonymity. You could be anyone you wanted, try out different identities, connect with people without the pressure to present some perfect version of yourself.
Exactly. It was about the joy of connecting, sharing your passions and quirks without the fear of being judged. Who knows? Maybe that's what people are craving now more than ever.
It really makes you think. And it certainly makes you appreciate what AOL achieved, how those early online communities impacted the way we connect today. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. From those early days of BBS to the rise and fall of AOL chat rooms, we've seen how they really laid the foundation for the online world we know today.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating journey. But if we had to distill it all down, what's the big takeaway for our listeners?
I think the biggest takeaway is that this isn't just about nostalgia, right? It's about understanding how those early online experiences, those interactions in AOL chat rooms, shaped the way we connect and communicate even today.
Exactly. AOL's story is a reminder that the internet is in constant motion. What seems revolutionary one day can be ancient history the next.
But the human element, that need to connect, to be part of a community, to feel like you belong, that never changes, does it?
Absolutely not. And it makes you wonder, where do we go from here? What's next for online communities? Are we going to see an even more fragmented internet, people retreating into these smaller niche groups? Or will some new platform emerge that can capture that same shared experience and mass appeal that AOL had?
It's like we're looking for both, right?
Mm-hmm.
The closeness of a small, tightly knit community, and at the same time, the feeling of being part of something much bigger.
It's a fascinating puzzle, isn't it? Maybe the future of online connection lies in striking that balance, finding a way to have both.
Maybe. And maybe it's not about trying to recreate AOL chat rooms exactly, but taking those lessons they taught us. That focus on user friendliness, building a strong sense of community, creating a space where people felt safe to express themselves. those are valuable lessons we can apply as we build the online spaces of the future.
It always circles back to that human need for connection, doesn't it? No matter how we do it, through text-based chat rooms, social media, or whatever comes next, we'll keep seeking ways to connect with each other, share our experiences, and figure out where we fit in.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the world of AOL chat rooms. We've explored their rise and fall, their impact, and the legacy they left behind.
It's been quite a journey through a pivotal point in internet history. And even though AOL might not be the powerhouse it once was, their story is still relevant, a reminder that online connection is powerful and that building spaces where people feel like they belong is incredibly important.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful. And as always, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep the conversations going.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No